Hello and welcome to a new edition of Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these cubby holes to grab records from, and I'm just going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios to play for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in this collection has a catalog number listed on it, and that coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year that it came in, and the remaining three or four digits tell you the order in which they received the LP that year. Now, tonight we're going back to the year 1988, so all of our vinyl collection will start with the year 88. And we're going to start off with a record, catalog number 88-821. It's by a group called Was... Not Was. And it's their third album we're going to play for, called What Up Dog, which was their biggest album they ever actually released. It hit number 43 on the top 200 charts, and it also had a couple big hit singles, two top 20 singles for the band. They had Spy in the House of Love, which was hit number 16, and we're going to play their biggest hit, a song called Walk the Dinosaur, which hit number 7. Of course, as you know, the artist who was one of the members of Was Not Was was Don Was, and he became a giant producer and a session musician and sort of thing. Produced Rolling Stones albums, Black Crowes albums, and a lot of other famous musicians. But this is back to his humble beginning, so here's Was Not Was with Walk the Dinosaur right now on Random Draw. Boom, boom, akalakalaka, boom.
Everybody wants. Uh-huh.
Right, that was LA Guns with One More Reason, and before that we heard Bonnie Tyler and her song Hide Your Heart, and we started the show off today with Was Not Was and their hit song Walk the Dinosaur. Now that Bonnie Tyler song Hide Your Heart was taken from an album here in America called Notes from America. In the rest of the world it was known as Hide Your Heart, so that would have been the title track anywhere else in the world, but not here in America. And it was her seventh album released on Columbia Records, catalog number 88-789 here at WTBR. Unfortunately, it didn't really do any sort of charting here in the States and didn't really do much in the UK either. Did very well over in Norway from what I understand. But the only thing I can think it's famous for is the album was produced by Desmond Child, who produced a lot of albums in the 80s and 90s and for other famous musicians. And a track on this album later became a giant hit for Tina Turner, a song called The Best. It became sort of a signature track of Tina Turner, but Bonnie Tyler did it first on this album. So that was Bonnie Tyler with Hide Your Heart. And then we followed that up with L.A. Guns, who in 1988 were putting out their debut self-titled album called L.A. Guns, catalog number 88-900 on Vertigo Records. And that was one of the singles from that album. The album itself didn't really do anything as far as, again, charting. They had a bigger hit a year later. Their most famous song, The Ballad of Jane, came out in 1989, so a year later. So, again, this was kind of the debut for these L.A. bands. At the time, everyone was coming out of L.A. doing hard rock. You know, I think of that was the era of the big Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Cinderella, L.A. Guns, you know, all those types of bands coming out. There was a bunch of them coming out all the time. So there you go. That was LA Guns and their song One More Reason. All right, we're going to switch things up a little bit here. We're going to go over to an artist by the name of Ann Peebles, who was a R&B artist. And in 1988, her label, MCA Records, was putting out Ann Peebles' Greatest Hits, catalog number 88-919 here at WTBR. And, of course, there are some great hits on here. We're going to listen to her biggest hit ever. It's a song called I Can't Stand the Rain, which in 1973 hit number 38 on the Hot 100 and hit number 6 on the R&B charts here in the United States. I always think of it as sort of the basis for some background tracks for some hip-hop and rap tracks. You'll recognize it as soon as you start hearing it. So here's Ann Peebles right now with I Can't Stand the Rain here on Random Draw.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be? We'll be right back.
tempo, fast or slow. Grab the mic, plug it in, and go toe to toe, taking out all opposition. Never no static, automatic, no friction. In addiction, on a mission. I rock the rhyme, shorty fresh into the mixing. All the scratching while I'm rapping, sucker MCs. Keep napping, sleep, 'cause this beat ain't weak. You wanna compete in this? The one to beat. The R, the O, in case you didn't know exactly. Roxanne is on a roll. This is how it should be done. Or just fiending, cold beefing for rap. You heard the jam and now you caught a contact on the spot. Sweating like a junkie, not fancy, just funky. Good for your mind, dope when I come by the arm. This be the stupid death, and in due time, you'll find that I'm not talking junk. You suckers wanna front? Cold smoke this, up like a blunt. Ah, yeah, that's right, you know what time it is. Crack it out, done the posse, know what time it is. On the set, suckers wanna battle me, bet. And yo, 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 you better just step. Cause we can do this. I thought you knew this. Still, you persist to pursue this. B-E-A-T, I'm a lady. Top of the line, just like a Mercedes Benz. All choice, Rolls Royce, you're all dried up, but I'm moist. Yell it out loud, Puerto Rican and proud. Watch how a real queen moves the crowd. Rap first lady by popular demand. You're insecure and I cram to understand. So now you tremble. Why I assemble? Up. It's my temple. Only one throne, one microphone, and all your puppeteering hoodlums, leave it alone. The R, the O, in case you didn't know exactly. Roxanne is on a roll. This is how it should be done. This is how it, 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 this is how it
That was the Bangles with In Your Room. Before that, we heard the Real Roxanne with Roxanne's on a Roll. And we started off this trio of female artists with Ann Peebles and her hit song, I Can't Stand the Rain. All right, now the Real Roxanne was putting out an album in 1988 called The Real Roxanne on Select Records, catalog number 88-892 here at WTBR. Now, the Real Roxanne was actually a woman by the name of Adelaide Martinez, and she was a hip-hop MC, you know, from Brooklyn. And in the late 80s, it was actually part of, it's kind of a weird thing, the Roxanne Wars. You got to look it up. It actually has its own Wikipedia page, because there was a UTFO hit song called Roxanne, and then they used to have some artists that would call themselves Roxanne, like Roxanne Shante and a few other people. And this was the Real Roxanne, because she was the officially sanctioned artist in response to all of these call and answer records. So there you go. So in 1988, she was putting out her first album, like I said, the Real Roxanne. And then we followed that up with the Bangles, one of the most successful girl groups of the 80s, who in 1988 were putting out their third album called Everything, and it was on Columbia Records, catalog number 88-829. The album itself did pretty good. It was, I think it reached number 35 on the charts, if I'm not mistaken. And it was, you know, certainly not as big as their previous album. The previous album had, reached number 15 on the charts. My bad. The previous album had Walk Like an Egyptian and Manic Monday and stuff, so you couldn't really top that album. But this album had this song, In Your Room, which hit number 5 on the U.S. Hot 100. And it also had a number 1 song on there called The Eternal Flame. So there you go. That was the Bangles with Everything. All right, we're going to take a break right now on Random Draw. We'll be back in just a couple of moments to listen to some more great random music, so stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
WTBR. Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
I, too, love Lamp. All right, we're back here on Random Draw. Remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including, Google, Apple Music, that sort of stuff. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get the podcast from my show, get the podcast from all your other shows that are here on the channel. You can see the full schedule of programming. There's also a giant donate button at the top of the screen, and you can certainly press that and help us out in any way possible to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at the station. All right, let's jump back into the music here from 1988, and we're going to jump in with a band from Canada called the Cowboy Junkies, who are putting out their second album called The Trinity Session. And it's an interesting history behind this album, because basically it was recorded at a church called, I think it was the Holy Trinity Church in Toronto, and it was recorded while the whole band was just around one microphone. So that's all it is. And basically, most of the album, like 95% of the album, was recorded for in one day at this church around one microphone, and it was their biggest album of their career, ironically enough. It went platinum here in the States, hit number 26. It was their highest charting album they ever had here in America. Two times platinum up in Canada, where they're from. They had another big hit album up there in Canada. They were much larger artists up in Canada. But we're going to play one of their most famous songs they've had out here in the States, and it's a cover version of the Velvet Underground's Sweet Jane. So here you go. Here are the Cowboy Junkies right now on Random Draw.
Anyone has ever split. always be there. Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come out with no cross to bear.
Another day goes by.
Little Love in Your Heart. That was Annie Lennox and Al Green. Before that, we heard from the group When in Rome with their hit song, The Promise. And we started off the second half of the show with the Cowboy Junkies and their cover of the song, Sweet Jane. Now, When in Rome were an English synth trio who were putting out their debut album called When in Rome, and it was on Virgin Records, and it was catalog number 88-843. Not only was it their debut album, it was also their last album. They broke up a couple years later, and ironically enough, there are now two When in Rome groups that are touring the world. Since it was a trio, one of the guy who got fired originally by the two other guys, formed a group called When in Rome 2, and then the two other guys formed a band called When in Rome UK. So there you go. Go figure that out. But anyways, that was a big hit single for them. again, it was the only hit single. They hit number 11 on the U.S. Hot 100 charts, hit number one on the dance tracks here in America. So there you go. That was When in Rome with The Promise. We followed that up with Annie Lennox and Al Green and their cover of an old Jackie DeShannon song called Put a Little Love in Your Heart. It was from the Scrooge soundtrack, catalog number 88-893 here at WTBR. And, yeah, that was a big hit single, hit number 9 on the U.S. Hot 100 here in America when it came out in 1988. The original version did a little better, hit number 4 back in August of 1969. So that's right, the month of Woodstock, Put a Little Love in Your Heart, was a number 4 track that month in America. So there you go. There was Al Green and Annie Lennox. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks. We're going to start off with the great Eddie Money, who was putting out an album called Nothing to Lose in 1988. It was catalog number 88-785 here at WTBR on Columbia Records. And for him, it was a pretty good album. It was a top 40, top 50 album. I think it was number 49 on the charts. But he had a big hit single off of it. Here's the song we're going to play for you. It's hit number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's Walk on Water. So here's Eddie Money right now on Random Draw.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk on water, would you believe in me? My love is so true. So you said just one more chance is all you get. Didn't mean to do you wrong again. Worse things have been done by better men. Better, don't treat me this way. I know you've got to pay now. I'm still paying. What if I could walk on water? And if I could walk on water, would you believe?
name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. They buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that he made money shine. Now the revenue man wanted granddaddy bad. He left a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told he'd never come back from Copperhead Road. In a big black Dodge, bought it at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. You remember that rumbling sound. And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Earth, Wind, and Fire with Let's Groove. Before that, we heard Steve Earle and his song Copperhead Road. And we started off this last set of music with Eddie Money and his song Walk on Water. That song by Steve Earle, Copperhead Road, was the title track off of his third album, which he describes as the first album that combined heavy metal with bluegrass. So there you go. The album itself, Copperhead Road, rose to number 56 in the Billboard 200 on the top 200 albums, but hit number 7 on the country album charts. The single itself hit number 10 on the mainstream rock charts. So there you go. It's all over the place as far as charts go. So that was Steve Earle with Copperhead Road. And if you're thinking, hey, that Earth, Wind, and Fire song didn't come out in 1988, you are also correct there. We listened to it from an album called The Best of Earth, Wind, and Fire Volume 2. And that was released on Columbia Records in 1988. It's catalog number 88-891 here at WTBR. The single itself, Let's Groove, came out originally in 1981 off of their album Rays, and it actually hit number 3 back in 1981. So there you go. So that was Earth, Wind, and Fire with Let's Groove. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.